Welcome to the telecast from Ford Sakes and Prime Concepts Group, Inc. This recording is protected under worldwide copyright laws and intellectual property rights of the author and publisher. Duplication, distribution, or rebroadcast in any form, print, audio, or via the internet is strictly prohibited without prior written consent. Although, snippets may be used for editorial purposes or your blog as long as you provide credit to Ford Sakes and a link back to primeconcepts.com. Now, let's join Ford Sakes as you listen to the live broadcast as it took place.
So let's go ahead and get started. Today's teleseminar presented by Prime Concepts and Ford Sakes is really going to help you break through the myths and limitations that people have and the confusion that people have regarding keywords and keyword traffic. Okay. As we start this, I really want you to get in the mindset that keywords are the let's cover the first confusion. Keywords versus keyword phrases. Keywords and keyword phrases, for the purposes of today's call, are exactly the same thing. So when I'm referring to keywords and keyword phrases, I'm going to use the word keywords, but for everybody on the call, just understand that I'm referring to the same thing. Now, there's a bonus link that I'm going to send you in email, which will be coming in a few minutes. But also, if you're driving your car, don't worry about writing it down. We're going to send it to you. But for those of you that are sitting maybe at a desk or you want to go online, I have some links for the things I'm going to refer to today. And you can find them at primeconcepts.com/events/keywords. So again, that's www.primeconcepts.com/events/keywords. Now, some of you might be asking me, well, Ford, why didn't you just send a handout ahead of time? Well, the reason I don't send out a handout ahead of time is I don't want you, while I'm on the phone, going to all these different sites and getting confused instead of just focusing on the message. So what I really want you to do for the next 58 minutes is just focus on the takeaways that you're going to do, the action steps that you're going to take. Now, some of you on the call are the person, you might be the person that's actually responsible for building your website and doing everything yourself. Some of you might be using a blog platform to manage your content. Some of you may be working for part of a team or an organization that's going to communicate. It doesn't matter what your role is in the process. Understanding the keywords and how they affect your search engine rankings and get you targeted traffic is really what this is all about. So I'm going to try to stay not too super technical. We will go some technical stuff through some technical stuff, but really it's going to be covered the basics of it and really help you get a real clear understanding of it. Everybody okay with that? Please say yes.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So we got about 30 people the last time I hit the call count out of the 100 that we sold. So all right, so let's move on to the first topic. Think about the internet. Think about how you search for solutions on your favorite search engine. Now, I'm going to refer to Google today as my favorite search engine. If you've got another one, no problem. If you like Yahoo, great. The key point here is just understand what the search engine's job is. The search engine's job is to provide the most relevant search results for that searcher. So, everybody on the call, we've used the search engines before. We sit down, we're thinking, we're wanting something, we type in a keyword phrase to find it. So the first thing you want to think about is, what do your customers do? What do your prospects do? And most of the time, when I bring this up in my seminars, people are clueless because they built their website, but then when we go back and we look at their website, they didn't even use any of their keywords or any of the keyword phrases that people would need to find them. And there's a big disconnect because what happens is most web developers don't understand keyword research, and they don't understand how to do it. Okay, so what you want to do is remember that, and so we're going to move on to the next step. I had an interruption. My cell phone actually went off just now, so rule number one when you're doing a teleseminar, turn your cell phone off. Okay, so everybody knows how the search engines work, that you put in a keyword and it comes up with a search result. The words you use and the order that you use them and the placement of them on your website, the links, your blog postings, and your social media profiles help the search engines understand how to categorize the content. And I want to repeat that because it's really, really important. That's the basis, that's the foundational key to today, is the words you use, where you place them on your site, where you put them in links, how you put them in your blog postings, how you use them on your social media profiles like Facebook and YouTube and so forth. All of those things help the search engines to understand how to categorize your content, and even the word order. So we're going to talk about relevance and word order here in a minute. Does everybody get that basic concept? And if you have a question, since we're not getting that much background noise, does anybody have a question about that basic concept?
No.
Okay, so we're all clear. Let's move on to the next thing. So let's cover the three strategies to identify and find the best keywords. The first strategy we briefly covered, which is to put yourself in the mind of the prospect and think about what they would type into Google to find you, your products, or your services. I'm going to go ahead and hit *6 for everybody to mute everybody. Okay, so everybody's on mute. I'll try to remember to unmute everybody so that you can ask questions as we go. So, again, you're going to think about what your prospects would type, and you need to make a list of those things. Now, here's some considerations that you want to consider as you make your list. You want to consider the different phases of their research or of their buying process. As everybody knows, most people aren't just sitting down at the Internet trying to go buy something, and they're most likely looking for solutions to their problems. And you want your website and your products and services to show up as solutions to those products. So you have to think of those phases. The keywords that someone's going to type in when they desire something or when they're in the awareness stage are totally different than the keywords or keyword phrases that they're going to type in when they're looking for comparison or they're looking to actually buy something. So the different phases of the buying process for your particular products or services are critical to understanding what keywords and keyword phrases that you're going to use. Now, this teleseminar is really about keywords, but I couldn't talk about keywords without letting you know we're also talking about search engine optimization and content on your website, because that's all part of the same thing, but it's really starting with the basic is you have to get your keywords clear and get them defined. And as we go through this, I'll actually ask some questions. We'll go maybe take a look at some of the sites from the people that are actually on the call today, and we'll show you how you can do that. So the first strategy is put yourself in the mind of the prospect, think about what they would type in, and in that same strategy, you want to think about the phases of the buying process. In my eyes, they are desiring a solution, so they're searching for something. They're researching something that they want to know more about. They're looking for ratings on something. So before they make a purchase, maybe they want to go find out, is this product better than this product? They want to compare different solutions. They want to select the solution. And so once they figured out what they want to buy, then they're going to go and they're going to select it from whatever site that they can find that's going to sell it. And then they actually want to go through the purchase process. So you want to think of your keywords in terms of the relevancy at that specific time in the phase of their research, and then also the word order matters. So word order would mean if I type in internet marketing, that's different than marketing on the internet. It's totally different. So the word order that you pick for your particular products and services has a lot to do with what page you want to send them to and what the content's going to be. Now, here's what I do. When we start out with a new website and we sit down with a client, we ask them to come up with their top 50 to 75 keywords. And we give them a sheet, and it's basically just a Microsoft Word document with columns. Once we get that Word document of all their keywords, then we go back and we put it into Excel, and we have three columns. We have the keyword phrase in the first column. We have the page that we think we would link that keyword to, or the relevancy of that. And then in the third column, we put the subject matter, because maybe the keyword really isn't going to be a link. It's going to be just part of a certain subject, so that we can figure out what phase it is in, which is the fourth phase. So the first column is the keyword phrase. The second column is the page we think we'd link to if there's going to be a link. The third column is the subject or topic matter. And the fourth column is the phase of the buying process that prospect might be in when they use that keyword. that way we're really looking at it from multiple different angles to help us identify it. So I'm going to open up the lines for a second. Okay, anybody have any questions about that first concept?
Are the words that you use, the keyword phrases, is it best to have them directly related to what you're selling or more related to the content to get people to that page if they're not in the buying mode at that time?
That's an excellent question, and you actually answered your own question. You want keywords for both.
Okay.
You want keywords that are for someone who might be in the actual phase of buying, and then you might want keywords in the actual phase of someone who's just doing research. So, for example, in your case, if you don't mind, what type of product or service do you sell?
Health-related.
Okay. Can you be a little bit more specific?
Oh, it's vitamin-based.
Okay. So are you in network marketing?
Well, part of it is. That's only one part of everything, so I'll just use that as an example.
Okay. So if you want to attract people, so what part of health? There's physical, mental, emotional.
Physical.
Okay, now, for everybody on the call, do you see what we're doing? We're starting with a concept of health, and then we're narrowing down. So we're going to talk about physical health. Are you talking about physical fitness or losing weight?
Vitamin supplement.
Vitamin supplements. Okay, so what are the benefits of vitamin supplements?
Enhanced health and supporting health as opposed to we're not curing anything. It's a type of juice. So what it does is support the immune system, and so that's the basis of good health.
Okay, so let's use that as an example. What do you think people are going to really search for? Because unless they know about your product by name, they're probably not sitting down.
It has been on Oprah Winfrey, and Dr. Oz has mentioned this product a couple of times. So it is not an unknown name, but you know what? That's a great question, because what are they going to look for when they're searching for maybe immune system, because this supports it dramatically, or
And you're answering and again, for everybody on the call, we're using this as a case study, can learn from this, because let's say she's got a product and it has been reviewed on Oprah. Maybe you're going to want to use maybe you're going to have an article on your site about that story where Oprah talked about it.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you have content on your site with those keywords in there, then that's going to help the search engines. Now, we were going to cover where to put them on your site coming up, but right now we're just talking about the first strategy. But that's the whole point. For everybody on the call, you need to go back and you need to think about, how would someone really find me? You know, I'll give you an example. In my business as an internet marketer and direct marketing speaker, first of all, we sell marketing products. Well, you know what? Nobody wants marketing products. They don't. They want to make more money. They want to learn how to drive more traffic. But they don't really want a marketing product. So I have to always position what we're doing into, here's how you can make more money. Here's how you can add more value. Here's how you're going to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. And everybody on the call has to think about the keywords in relevancy to what your market wants, not necessarily what you're selling. But you need
to have
both.
For example, as Joe Public, I don't know what a marketing product is.
Right. Exactly.
So
all right. Anybody else have any questions on that?
Yeah. Yes, I've got a question.
Okay, certainly.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out then, do I need a page for every single aspect of their buying process, even if I've got, you know, I've got a variety of different things that I do or services that I offer. Do I need to have that same, you know, say service A page for if they're trying to find a solution, if they're trying to research, if they're trying to look for ratings?
Yes, I'm going to suggest that you understand that your content is what drives the traffic. And if I'm on the web, okay, so can I use you as an example? What's your name?
Yes, my name is Jean.
Jean, tell me a little bit about your product or service that you're offering.
Well, I am an executive speech coach.
Okay.
So that's and it's primarily word of mouth that I get my clients. And
okay, so you go in and you help executives learn how to communicate more effectively, so they represent their company in a better light, so they don't get up in front of people and sound like an idiot.
Yes, absolutely. And then I'm also a professional speaker, and I have products.
Okay, so here's the thing: if you're gonna attract people, you're gonna have to think about What are those executives looking for? Executive presentation skills. So you might use executive presentation skills as a keyword, and you might have to have content on your site. I'm going to suggest you have content on your site related to executive presentation skills, how to present more effectively to represent your company, your brand, and your products. And I made that up. You can use it if you want. And then you have content. You know, busy executives nowadays, you know, they've reached the top of their echelon. They want to, you know, their job security. And you tell a little story, but you make sure that in the story you're putting, you know, executive speech coach, you put executive consulting, you put the keywords in the article that you think are going to help the search engine, so that when the search engine comes to your site, and we're talking very generically now, I don't need any emails, I know how the search engines work, but in general terms, the search engine is going to look at your content, and they're going to say, oh, Gene is offering a solution to this to this problem, so when someone types in this problem, let's give Gene as a result. Well, you want content on your website to educate the person and build that relationship before you just sell it. And it used to be you could get away. I mean, we have a site. We have over 400 websites. Well, 400 URLs, and we've got about 160 websites. And we used to be able to get away with building a website, throwing the product information up there, and we were making really, really, really good money, very good money. And in the last year or 2 years, some of those older sites consistently are going down and down and down and down and down in sales. Well, when we go back and we look at them, it's because they don't really add any value. It was the title of the product, a description of the product, why they should buy it, and, you know, spend your money now, which used to work. But now there's so much more competition, there's so many more choices for people to find solutions, that doesn't work anymore. You have to provide good content that helps the people understand what you do. So for everybody on the call, regardless whether you're a professional speaker, author, trainer, consultant, whether you're a business owner, corporation, CEO, if it comes to your products and services, you have to go back to your website and look at the content, because your content is full of what? Keywords. The keywords are what help the search engines rank it. So, and we will get into where to actually put the keywords in a minute, so I don't want to go completely off track, but I want everybody to know that, yes, the answer to Jean's question is she should have more content on her site once she has identified what her top keywords, her what I'm going to call tier one keywords are that she wants to get traffic on. Okay? Any other questions on that?
I have a quick question.
So I wanted to follow up on this. So I need one content for solution, content for purchasing process and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, if you want the keywords, because if someone's looking for an executive speech product, they're going to type something different than if they're looking for executive coach, you know, how to do it.
Okay.
So if they're looking for a product, you want to have keywords related to the product. So, for example, executive speech training might be a keyword. Executive speech presentation skills product might be a keyword, because that's going to be different than someone who's just learning, who just wants to, you know, go on the web and get three quick tips on how to present better.
Okay, so I need content there, and everybody does. They need content on their pages as opposed to just the product that you can buy.
100% yes. Okay, gentlemen, sir, you had a question.
Yes, this is Brent Skinner in Peterborough.
Okay.
And I just you mentioned three strategies. Forgive me, that was the first strategy.
Yeah, I haven't even covered two or three yet.
Okay, and I'm just curious. I guess it will certainly this strategy, of course, being the fact that, you know, you sort of want to intuit what your prospect, what your customers will be thinking. Just curious, how useful is that versus going to an online tool such as WordTracker or...
That's strategy number two and three.
Oh, okay.
So the first thing is you want to sit down by yourself and do it without being contaminated. Mm-hmm. The second strategy we'll move into. The second strategy is you want to go back and check your current site statistics. So you want to go into your site statistics, and for everybody on the call, call whoever hosts your website if you don't know and tell them you want your statistics. And if they don't have any, which would be crazy, make sure that they set up at least Google Analytics. Google Analytics is a free service by Google that I use now on all of our websites. Even though we have Urchin and we have some other things locally on our servers, I use Google Analytics just because it's an easier platform for me to work within. So if you're not familiar with that, you can go to Google and tell your webmaster you want that, and they'll set it up for you. But what you want to do is if you have Google Analytics, you log into your account. on the left, and if you have multiple sites and you want to go to your specific site profile, because Google Analytics, your account, let's say you have five different websites, you can have them all in Google Analytics, and they'll all be categorized by the different sites. You open up your site profile, then in the left-hand nav, it'll say traffic sources, and then you go to keywords. So when you go in to those keywords on those traffic sources, it's going to go ahead and show you what your top keywords are, and it's going to show you a lot of other very powerful information regarding which keywords sent you traffic, which keywords kept them on the page, how many new visits you had, what the bounce rate is, the average time on this page. I mean, it tells you everything. So what we use is we'll create a website, use Google Analytics, send traffic there, and then we go back and we look at our analytics and we say, oh, wow, now we know what keywords are performing. And some, like, for example, I'll give you a perfect example of why this is important. My first name is Ford. Well, when I first started doing optimization, 10 years ago, I was getting tons of traffic. But the average time on my web page was 8 seconds. That's not good for everybody on the call, okay? So I was getting tons of traffic, but the average time was 8 seconds. Why? Because at the time, we were optimizing around my name, and my name, Ford, was coming up for Ford car parts. Well, unfortunately, Ford cars were getting more traffic than I was, and I was getting swooped up in people not paying attention to what they were clicking on, and because I was high in the search engine rankings, it was coming straight to me. And then, of course, they came to my site and said, what the hell is this? This isn't what I want, and boom, they're gone. So it's not just getting more traffic. It's getting targeted traffic that's going to actually convert into a customer, a subscriber to your list, a purchaser of your product, and eventually an advocate that raves about you. So strategy number two is use your site statistics. Any questions about that?
I have
okay,
a
good. Yeah, go ahead.
Something you just said. You said how being high in the search engine rankings. Are you going to cover that in this and how we get there?
Yes.
How is that determined?
I'm going to cover that as when we go into what we're going to cover, just to give you an outline for those of you on the call. Again, just if you join the call late, you can get a link to bonuses and to some of these keyword sites that I'm going to give you at primeconcepts.com/events/keywords. You don't have to be on that page right now to make the call, so don't worry if you're driving. Just put that down, and we're also going to email it to you, so no worries there. But yes, I'm going to cover the three strategies, and I'm going to cover the seven places you must use it, and then how to use your keyword phrases to make your rankings go up. So strategy number two is to check your site statistics. Now here's strategy number three, and this is what Brent was talking about earlier, which was where to go for research. As an internet marketer, it is often easier to look at somebody else's website and see opportunity than it may be to see opportunities on your own website. So as you come up with your keywords, you want to go to Google, type in those keywords, see what pages come up, and then go look at their sites to see and try to identify what was it that helped them come up, and is that a keyword that you want, and do you want to compete with that? Now, on the web, on that page that I sent you to, at Keyword Research Tools, it's at primeconcepts.com/events/keywords, I have a whole list of my favorite research tools. I'm going to briefly go through each one, there's several, and tell you what I like about them. And again, these links are all on that page, so I'm not going to try to give the URL out on the teleseminar. It will not work. But understand that you can find them all on that landing page. All right, so here's my first one. My first one is the Google Traffic Estimator. The Google Traffic Estimator is a great tool to help you identify how much traffic you're going to get. Now, I'm going to actually go online to primeconcepts.com/events/keywords. I'm going to click on the first link, and it opens up the traffic estimator. What the traffic estimator will do is it'll show you what keywords other people might be searching for on pay-per-click. Now, we're going to cover pay-per-click separately, but just understand that Google offers a free tool to help you understand which keywords might give you the best traffic. The second one on my list is the Google keyword sandbox. And again, if you're sitting in front of your computer, go to the Prime Concepts page. It's the second link on the page. Now, the keyword toolbox is a little bit different. It lets you type in descriptive keywords or one keyword to generate ideas, and then from that one word, it'll give you a spin-off of hundreds of other keywords. But again, the Google Keyword Tool is a great tool. It's one of the ones that we use here. There's another way you can do this is you can actually, to generate keyword ideas, you can actually type in your URL. There's two choices. You can type in a word, or if you pay attention to what's on the screen, there's what's called website content. So you can just type in your website, and it's going to go generate a list of keywords based on searching your own website, which is very informative for a lot of people on the call, because you're going to do that and you're going to go, oh my goodness, my site's not even optimized at all for the keywords I need to be using. So is there anybody on the call today that is brave enough to give me their URL? We can try it real quick.
Sure. Mine's oddpods, oddpodz.com.
Okay, so I haven't even been to your site, so let's just see what it comes up with. Oddpods, oddpodz.com.
Right.
And by the way, all those pages that are on that landing page, none of them are affiliate links. I'm not affiliated with any of those other companies, so you know, use them at your own will. Okay, so we typed in Oddpods, and we got The Economist's decorative column cover, decorative column covers, fiberglass column covers. All right, Lily column covers. So
are,
I'm going to go to your website now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what are you reading?
I'm reading what it said that the keywords are from your page.
Oh. Hmm.
So I'm going to go to Oddpods. All right, so I'm on Oddpods. Welcome to the idea, Powering Creatives in Business. Okay, are you a creative service provider, need creative service, need an idea? So, okay, so your company, tell me what your company does.
We are a destination to bring buyers and sellers of creative services together. So we're like a LinkedIn, but for creative service professionals and companies who are trying to find creative service providers.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. I have 14 employees.
Okay.
I've got a creative director who's just brilliant at doing book covers. I mean, you give him a concept and the covers come out great. So he'd be somebody who would want to create a profile on your site.
Absolutely.
Is that true? Okay. All right. Now, for those of you on the call, if you go to oddpods.com, let's go to her page. Now, the site is nicely designed, and we're not trying to do a site critique right now, but I want to cover a couple quick things. Notice in the upper left-hand corner of the browser, and if you're using Safari or a Mac, it might be a different color, but on most browsers, the blue bar at the top, can you tell me what it says at the top of your page?
I'm on a Mac.
Okay, what's it say at the top of the page?
At the top of my
above,
page.
At the very, look at the very edge of your monitor, not your home page, but actually the browser.
I don't know where you're
at. It's going to say Oddpods-home. Do you see that?
No.
Anybody else on the call see that?
Yes, yeah, I see it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right. What we're talking about here, just for you,
okay.
Just write down on the side of your notes,
okay.
Page titles.
Okay.
While your site is nicely designed, there's some good elements. Obviously, I can tell you've invested some good money on trying to get this designed nicely. It's not optimized for the search engines at all.
Okay.
Because what happened is when we went to the keyword tool and typed in your site to have it generate keywords,
mm-hmm.
It had no clue what the keywords were. So in other words, the keywords that you used on your site didn't tell Google what it was. So when I asked you what it was, you defined what it was, but that isn't what the search engines are hearing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So I'm going to bookmark this, and I'm going to come back to here later because this is something I want to learn more about.
Great.
All right, so for those of you on the call, for her site, it really needs to have the keywords in links. It has to have the keywords on the page titles, which we're going to cover that in a little bit. But let's just go back to the keyword tool. All right, who has another website we can look at?
Anatomyofstyle.com.
Anatomy?
Ofstyle.com.
Okay, let's see if I can spell this correctly and see what I get.
Okay.
Anatomy of Style.com?
Style.com. Uh-huh.
Perfect. All right. So what we're doing, for those of you on the call, is we're using the Google Keyword Tool to type in a URL to tell us what keywords it thinks that Google thinks. Okay, so this is what I got from this. Fashion styling, fashion styles, image consultants, image consulting, image consultant. Is that true?
Yes.
Fashion image consultant, professional image consultant. So those are some of the keywords that it thinks were from your page. So is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so that means you're hitting a little bit more on target. Now I'm actually going to go to your website.
Okay.
All right, so now I'm on your website, and at the top in the title bar, and for the person using the Mac, you might be able to find this a little easier. Look at the very top of your browser, not the actual content on the web page, but above the address bar. And this one says personal shopping service and fashion advice, body shape, style, and budget, anatomy of style. And that's what you do, right?
Yes. That's
okay. Now I'm going to click on events. And this time, the keywords change to Beyond Personal Shopping Services, Latest Fashions, Recommendations, and Advice for Your Body Shape. Now, here's what I'm going to recommend. When you're using your keywords, and when you've identified what your keywords are, you want to use them in those page titles at the top of the page. And each page should have a unique page title. Now, her page title did change, but the words you use in that page title, the order of those words and the number of words all help Google understand what the content is. And so if you're going to use the keywords in the top, you also want to put it on the page. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think anybody goes to the search engine and types in Beyond Personal Shopper Services?
No, and that's why we're on the call.
Sure, and I'm not being a smartass. Yeah. I'm just trying to say.
No. I just meant we've had some advice, so you can see we've gotten a little bit into this. But
right.
We need to know more about what actually,
And that's what's going to do it. So what you want to do is you want to for you especially, and both these websites that we've looked at are nice sites, but you want to go back and you want to first look at the content on your site. Because when I first come to Anatomy of Style, I love how you've got the My Style in there. You've got your address at the top. It's interesting that it shows three items in my shopping cart for a total of $118,
yeah,
and I haven't actually bought anything yet.
I was going to say, it's a new one of our employees. I'm just teasing.
No problem.
It's a programming glitch. We're aware of it. We're working with our developers.
All right, no problem. I just thought, well, that's kind of cool. I already got stuff in my cart. So now here's on the front of your website, and this is for everybody on the call can learn from this. You have visit the online boutique for shape and style, and then you have jackets, dresses, tops, skirts, and pants. So you've got the pictures and the keywords, right? Well, on those photographs, you should have alternate text. The key, you know how when you hover a mouse over a graphic, it comes up and says something? On your site, just tell your web designer that they need to put alternate text so that when the search engine comes to the site and reads the graphics also count as content. Okay? All right, so let's go back to the research. I don't want to go too far off track. Everybody on the call can go to the keyword tool. You can go there, and you can use it to figure out what Google thinks your site is ranked for, and then you can use that tool to pull up more keywords. All right, let's go to the next one. Google Suggest. Now, this one's a quick one. You don't even have to – I'm not even going to open a browser. But Google Suggest, if you go to Google Suggest, you know how when you're starting to type, it autofills a keyword? Someone say yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. So at least one person knows that. What Google Suggest does is it gives you keywords based on what you're typing. And it can be a great source to go to try to identify what Google thinks is important. So as you type the word in Google, it'll start trying to fill for you, and you go, oh, wow, I didn't even think of that keyword. So it's just another way of finding it. All right, Google Sets is the next one. Again, the links are all on that page. Google Sets is another tool by Google that will automatically create a set of items from a few words. So, for example, you can go there and you can play with it for your business, but identify a few items from a list of things. So I'm going to type in internet marketing, and I'm going to type in sales training just to see what comes up. And then I'm going to hit small set. Now, as soon as I do that, it came up with internet marketing, sales training, online marketing research, retail industry, internet directories and portals, search engine optimization, advertising. So it gives me other words unrelated. So, for example, and this is why I like this tool, this is going to look for things that are cross-related, not necessarily all about the internet. Some tools, if I type in internet marketing, they're going to come up with internet marketing blank and blank, 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 all related to the word internet marketing. What Google Sets does, it gives predicted items based on the topic. Does that make sense? Does anybody have any questions about that tool? I highly recommend everybody go there. They play with these tools. They type their top keywords in. You're going to get amazing results. The next one on the list is inventory.overture.com. I'm not even going to go there. Half the time, the site doesn't come up anyway. Let's see if it comes up today. It used to be the place to go on the internet to get rankings or to figure out what keywords were being searched for. But half the time, Overture takes it down, and the page won't even load because it gets so much traffic. So it won't even load for me today, so I'm just going to skip that one. All right. The next one is Word Tracker. And Brent, I don't know if the, Brent, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong.
It's Brent with an N. Thank you.
With an N. Okay. So Brent was talking about trying to be intuitive. Now, Word Tracker, we actually have an account with Word Tracker. We pay, I think it's $149 a year where we can go in. Word Tracker is a more advanced tool that will give you much more depth. If you're using pay-per-click and you're really trying to get hundreds of keywords or thousands of keywords, I'd highly suggest that you go to WordTracker.com. Now, we do have an affiliate for that, but I don't know what my link is, so don't worry about it. But they have WordTracker has a free keyword tool, and it's a great place to start. I actually linked from that page on Prime Concepts to the free tool. And if you go to the free tool, that's where you can go and type in a keyword, and it'll give you great results. And what basically WordTracker has figured out is that if they let people use the tool for free, then they'll want to become a member. But the tool is a great tool. WordTracker, highly recommend them. I actually pay for the paid service. Now, the next one is WordZee, WordZee.com. Now, I use WordTracker. I don't use WordZee. This was just a link that somebody sent me and said, hey, here's a great place you can go. I have no personal experience with WordZee other than I've been told by some of my friends and colleagues in this market who say, oh, it's just a great place. You can log in. You have an account. But it tells you more about which words are worth ranking. So it gives you some advanced keyword tools. And again, the reason that there's so many of these tools out there is because the savvy marketers have understood that keywords are the driving force for their traffic. So now companies are offering solutions for that. The next one is Keyword Discovery at KeywordDiscovery.com. That's another site that I've gone to. It works great. Now, for those of you on the call and for those of you listening to the CD later, anytime you come to a website where you see the little code you're supposed to type in, like, you know, enter this image code, just for the record, just so that everybody knows, the reason sites make you jump through those hoops is to prevent someone from spamming their search results and then capturing all that data and using it. So it's a way to force that it's actually a human, and it's actually called CAPTCHA. For those of you on the call, if you have a contact form on your website, highly recommend that you tell your web developer, add CAPTCHA, so that people aren't spamming through your web form. Because with the 160 sites that we have, before we changed and put CAPTCHA on it, people were sending out emails through our contact form and just, you know, sending out thousands of emails, and you get blacklisted and causes all kinds of other trouble. So again,
how do you spell that?
CAPTCHA, CAPTCHA, CAPTCHA.
Okay, great. Thank you.
But just tell them it's a little code thing. And there's all kinds of scripts out there you can get. Just tell your web developer, hey, you know, we want to secure our form and make sure that people aren't using a robot to or a script to fill out our form. And you'll know if you are, because people are going to be calling you saying, hey, why did you spam? And you're going to say, hey, I didn't. All right. So Keyword Discovery. The next one is Quintura, and I'm not sure if I'm actually pronouncing that right. It's Quintura. Now, this one's a little bit different. This is a different type of keyword search engine. I would call this a keyword search engine that when you type in one keyword, it gives you related keywords. It's kind of like Google Sets in the sense, but yet it gives you the popularity of the keyword. So that's one you can play with. It takes much more time than we have today to tell you how Quintura works. And it looks like on their site, it actually looks like a Q at the end of their name. But it's a great one you can use. I have played with that one. Again, I end up falling back to Word Tracker because it's what I know. Now, here's a site that I found about 4 months ago and I've been using, and it's for everybody. This is a great one on the call, and it's called SpyFoo, SpyFoo.com. Now, SpyFoo is scary to me because we as a company have a lot of development websites. So, for example, when I'm developing a new speaker site right now, and so my team is developing it at ford.primeconcepts.com. Now, you guys can all go there. That's fine. The site's not live, but if you want to see how we're developing a site, you can go there. But anytime you have a list of letters or words before your actual domain, like, let's say, customerservice.podzy or oddpods.com, it's a different domain. Well, SpyFoo actually knows about these domains. So you can go to SpyFoo, type in your domain first, and you can see what keywords you're ranked on. Then you can type in your competitors' keywords. So I'm going to type in anatomy of style, anatomy of style.com into SpyFoo, and let's see what it comes up with. All right, it came up with zero. Okay, so this tells me that you're not doing any pay-per-click, are you?
We were for a period of time. We pulled back from it to figure out a few things before we move forward.
Actually, we are back on pay-per-click.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, but
okay.
According to SpyFoo, what SpyFoo does is it does a couple things. One, it'll give you statistics for your website to someone who isn't on your website. Two, if you're using pay-per-click, it'll tell you what keywords you're searching for. Like, for example, for those of you on the call, I have a colleague of mine. He's a great guy, and he's actually a mentor when it comes to pay-per-click. His name's Perry Marshall, and his site is Perry, PerryMarshall.com. Well, if you type Perry Marshall into the search engine, into SpyFoo, it comes up and it tells me what accounts Perry is advertising on and how well he's performing. Actually, it's two L's. Sorry. Got to put two L's in there. So it's Perry Marshall with two L's. And let's see what the results come up with. And again, this is public knowledge. This isn't anything private. This is just, you know. So this tells me that he's spending, his daily budget is around $106. It's telling me what months. It's telling me what keywords he's advertising on. It's amazing. It also tells me his subdomains. What other domains does he have? What category does he have? So SpyFoo, what it does, and I'm not sure how it does it, but it looks at pay-per-click, and it looks at what sites are bidding on pay-per-click keywords, and it gives you some reverse engineering. SpyFoo's an interesting tool. It's public knowledge. They're just it's things that are available to the public, but they've taken it in a way to give you some really amazing results. Again, bookmark that one. SpyFoo and Word Tracker are the two, and then the Google stuff is the ones that we use the most. Now, there's a couple more research tools. Again, we're covering a lot of information in 1 hour, and we're going to do some review and open it up for some questions here in just a few minutes. There's some more research tools. I'm not going to actually go to them. I'm just going to tell you quickly about them. Alexa.com. If you go to Alexa, A-L-E-X-A.com, it'll give you some page ranking, and it'll give you some statistics, and it'll also help you search your competitors and find out why they come up. Compete.com is another one, and Compete.com will help you figure out what sites are linked to you, what the keyword destinations are, and it'll help you compare different sites. So Compete, C-O-M-P-E-T-E.com. Again, there's SpyFoo. I put that under that same category. Then there's three more. Key Compete, which is like keywords, K-E-Y, Compete.com. Now that's a paid service. Then there's SEO Digger. This one's really interesting. SEODIGGER.com. So if you go to SEO Digger, and I'm going to type in Anatomy of Style again, AnatomyofStyle.com, and I'm going to hit search. It's going to take 16 seconds, so we'll just let that do its search while it comes up. And in the meantime, I'm going to go back to the page. And then Firefox actually has a browser tool that you can download if you're using the Firefox browser that can help you do search engine optimization when you come to a web page and find keywords too. Okay, so I just went to Let me go back to the other browser because I've changed it. Okay. So this came up with the free results, and I've got body shape, fashion tips, body shape, fashion tip, fashion, body shape, personal fashion advice, which are in the Google, and it tells me what position you're ranked at. So this shows me that you're ranked position 17th, 19th, 20th, and 20th on those keywords. Now, obviously, if you were a registered user, it's going to give you a lot more numbers. But obviously, you know, not obviously, in Google, there are, you know, only so many search results on each page. And I think there's 10. I have to go back and count. There's 8 pay-per-clicks and then the search results listings. You want to make sure that you're on the first or second page in order to get your rankings up there. Otherwise, you're not going to get as much traffic. I will tell everybody on the call, though, that being first isn't necessarily the best position. Sometimes you're going to get better qualified traffic and better conversions being second to sixth than you will necessarily being first. Now, yes, if you can get first, that's great. But if you're not, it's not going to be the end of the world on how to do that. Okay, that covers the basics of the research, and that's strategy number three. Now, we've still got a couple more things I want to cover. Any basic questions on just the research phase? Okay, so everybody should have received more than they can possibly digest in what to do. So let's clarify. Strategy number one, put yourself in the mind of the prospect and create an Excel spreadsheet of your list. Strategy number two, go to your website, get your statistics, and find out what keywords people are searching for now to get you. But keep in mind that the keywords that they're getting to now might not be people that are actually converting into a customer. That's just going to show you a point in time and say this is what's happening. It's not going to tell you what's working better than something else to convert them into a customer. The third strategy is to look at somebody else's website and to look at your own website and to use the keyword tools out there to build your list of keywords and relevant search terms. The main ones I use are the Google tools. I use WordTracker and SpyFu. Then we use Alexa and SEO Digger. Those are the ones that I use. The other ones are just that are out there. Now let's talk about the 7 critical places that you must put your keywords in order to improve your search engine ranking. So let's assume, okay, now you've got this huge list. What the heck do you do with it? Here's what you do. First, you want to make sure you use your keywords in your page title for the browser. Now, the page title is what we looked at when we looked at, like, the anatomy site that we went to. I'm just trying to see if I actually have that up again. I don't. I'm going to close this group of browsers and open up a new browser. Okay, so I'm actually on OddPods. Website right now, and for OddPods, for sure, when you're still here on the call, right?
Yes.
Okay, you definitely want to think about the keywords. So let's come up with 2 keywords we know for sure. How would we want to let people know what you do? What do you think people would search for to find you?
Creative resource.
It might be creative resource. It might be find a graphic designer. So what if do you, because you do all kinds of creative, not just graphics, right?
Correct.
But do you definitely do for graphic people too, though, right?
Yes.
So you could have a section on your website and 3 tips to find the right graphic designer. So let's say someone typed in this to Google, finding a graphic designer, and you had an article on there that said 3 tips to find a graphic designer. If that shows up in the search engine rankings, do you think the person's going to click on it?
Yes.
So what they're going to do is they're going to click on that. They're going to come to the page and it's going to say, here are your 3 tips to, you know, selecting a graphic designer. Make sure they have experience and testimonials and blah, 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 blah. Step 2, blah, 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 blah. Step 3, you can find them here on OddPods because OddPods is your, you know, source for finding creative talent. So, you know, in your article, you've got all those keywords and you're positioning it in a way that the market's going to say, yeah, I want to find, because if they're looking for a graphic designer, they're going to type in graphic designer than their city in most cases. So you might want to have a page on your website for graphic designers Los Angeles, graphic designers Dallas, graphic designers New York, graphic designers Chicago, you know, graphic designers Minneapolis. And then on that page, put a blurb. If you're trying to find a graphic designer in Minneapolis, make sure you come to OddPods because OddPods is the place where you can find all, you know, it doesn't matter where they are because of the internet, and you can segue them into you're the resource for finding creative people. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
I worked with a motivational speaker who did this, and I told him in one of my seminars to do this, and he actually went and did it, and he called and he said, I'm the third ranking on my keyword. And the keyword that he is ranked on is what I would call a tier one keyword, which is very popular, meaning that it's very competitive. And he's third in the organic searches, and he's consistently within the first page because he followed these simple tools, which are putting the keywords in your page title, putting them in your meta tag descriptions. So everybody can go to Google and type in whatever term you want. It doesn't matter what you type in. And when you come up with a search results page, there's the blue link on the top. That's your page title. The next 65 characters are the words from your meta description, or if you don't have one, or if Google doesn't think it's relevant to the search term, Google just makes it up and puts whatever it wants up there under the search result. So I don't confuse everybody. On the search engine results page, the blue link at the top or of each listing is the page title. Underneath it is the meta tag description, and you want to write those meta tag descriptions for the search engines, so it has to have keywords, but you also want to write them as marketing copy so that when someone sees it, they see, oh, yeah, I want to click on that, and I want to go to that link. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Okay, hopefully. So page title, meta tag descriptions, H1 tags. Now, this is for the web developers out there, but for those of you that are in management or own your company, tell your web developers to make sure they include relevant keywords in your H1 tags on the page. Every page of your website should have at least one sentence, usually the headline, which is going to be in an H1 tag. The H1 tag tells Google that that's more important. So by putting your keywords in H1 tags, it helps the search engines understand what the content is. So if I come to your website and it's all about style or it's about finding creative people, if I use certain pages with those content, with that content in, that's going to help the search engines. It sounds confusing. Just make sure you write down number one, page title, number two, meta tag descriptions, number three, H1 tags for headlines on the page, number four, the first 250 words of the page and the last 250 words of the page. Google will look at the top and the bottom of the page to help identify the content. So sometimes you might want to put a small paragraph at the bottom of the page that describes what you do as a company or what you do as far as that particular page or section of your website. The fifth element...
On the Intuitive Style website, that very top block, even though it looks like verbiage, it's actually a JPEG.
On which site?
Of the Anatomy of Style site.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that means if your Anatomy of Style site comes up and that's a JPEG, you're killing your search engine ranking. So that big JPEG you have up there,
uh-huh.
that should be selectable text because it's a big JPEG. Now, I know that the designer did it because they thought it looked cool. They can still do the clothes that fit your style, body, and lifestyle. Shop with confidence. They can do that. Free shipping on all orders and your testimonial. But if it's a JPEG, the search engines can't read graphics. Now, if you use an alternate tag, they can help read the tag, but it won't be as good as having the content on the page.
Okay.
So that's extremely important, especially for Anatomy of Style, because the first thing it's probably reading is featured item, visit the online boutique. In other words, that's the first text that you have on the page. And then it's seeing the featured item, which is not what you're all about. You're about much more than just the white skirt, right?
Right.
So you're both the two sites that we've talked about on this call today definitely have to have that. So first 250 words, last 250 words, the content on your website, which you would think would be obvious, but you'd be surprised how many sites you go to, they don't even use their keywords on the content, which the search engine can't just magically know where to put your site and where to put your pages. So you have to use your keywords on your content. You should create a site map and put keywords on your sitemap, which helps the search engines rank it. So on Anatomy of Style, I went to the bottom, and there's a sitemap. What I'm going to suggest is that you go to sitemaps.org, and you create an XML sitemap. Tell your web developer to do it. Don't get caught up in the technical stuff today. Just understand that a sitemap with keywords is going to help you. And then the seventh critical place is alt tags for images, which we just talked about on the Anatomy of Style. If they're going to have a big image, at least put an alternate tag, which helps the search engines understand what the content is. And then text links. Now, if for those of you that are listening to this are actually on the Anatomy of Style, you'll notice that they've underlined the words white pencil skirt, handbags, belts, you know, switch it, shoes, accessories, and so forth. And then they've got Macy's link down at the bottom, which is going to send them somewhere else, your authorized link. And then, and again, I could work with you on your site critique to really help you with your rankings. That site needs some help. So let's talk briefly, because we've got about 5 minutes left. We can go a little bit longer because I have the recording actually for another 20 minutes. So we can, if you guys don't mind, can we keep going?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to keep going and make sure because we've got so much to cover. So the seven critical things, real quick review: page title, meta descriptions, and those have to be unique on each page, by the way. Every page should be unique. H1 tags for your content, the first 250, last 250, the actual content and keyword density of the page, creating a sitemap, an XML sitemap, and then alternate tags, and then text links, the actual words you link. So if I came to Brent's website and Brent said, hey, I know this great internet marketer, his name's Ford Sakes, I wouldn't want him to link my name, Ford Sakes, to my site, because I'm already first and got all the rankings, and my name is so unique that as long as it's spelled right, no one will ever have any trouble finding me. But if he's going to say internet marketing speaker, internet marketing expert, I would want him to link the words internet marketing expert and link those words to my page. Then Google looks at it and looks at Brent's website and says, Ford's internet marketing speaker. Internet marketing speaker is a link back to a page about internet marketing speaker, and it's going to give me a higher ranking. So inbound links and outbound links, which, again, that's not what our topic was today, but those keywords in those links, very, very important to making those links relevant. As opposed to if he said, want to learn all about Ford Sakes, click here, if he underlines the words click here, Google isn't going to rank that. It's just going to ignore it. Okay, so let's talk about how to utilize keywords and keyword phrases in your site content, your blog posts, and your social media websites.
Can I ask you a really quick question?
Sure, go ahead.
URL on the page where you've got, like, say, anatomyofstyle.com/, typically you would have, like, shop or jackets, but ours has a bunch of stuff, like ampersand, percentage sign, blah, 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 and we've been told several times that hurts us.
It doesn't help you. Part of it is the way that they're using your database, because you have a database-driven shopping cart.
Correct.
And the search engines can definitely read those, but what you want is, as long as those keywords in your left-hand navigation are linked to those pages, you're going to get better rankings. You want to be careful of how they, like, for instance, I clicked on one. Let me back up. I'm going to click on jackets. Now, first of all, just for everybody on the page, if you're going to have a picture of something and you have the keyword underneath it, make the graphic clickable. Because, I mean, in other words, I can click on the jacket and not go anywhere. I actually have to click on the link. Make sure the graphic's also linkable. All right. Now, I come in here, Shop the Boutique Jackets, and at the top of the page, there's a lot of garbage, and then it has your MySQL link to that actual ID. The person who designed the database could easily make that ID show a much cleaner URL. So what you're really referring to is, if you're looking for internet marketing speaker or keyword strategies, like, for instance, the promotion that I did for this event sent you to a landing page called primeconcepts.com/keywords-strategies. Well, now that that page is ranked, if someone – it's not ranked that high, so because it's a special promotion. But because I have those keywords on the name of the page, it will help the search engines, and it will help my rankings if someone types in keyword strategies.
Okay.
So if that answers your question. But don't – there's other things you can do that will offset the fact that, yes, your URL isn't named the name of the page. Don't worry about that as much as all the other things you should be doing to optimize your site.
Okay.
Which would be, to me, some how-to stuff, you know, how to pick the right clothes. Like for example, for me, you know, I'm a professional speaker, but I wear strictly suits. Business casual, I have no clue what the hell business casual is, and every time I try to do it, I look stupid and people say, that's the wrong shirt. So I actually have photographs of all my clothes laid out, and I take pictures of them, and it sounds silly, but so that I get the right shade of tie with the right, you know, suit. Well,
no,
if I can't,
perfect.
But if I came to your website, you know, you've got the anatomy of style. Is it just for women?
Yes.
Okay,
right
so
now.
It's just, pardon me?
Right now.
Hey, yes.
Okay, so at this particular time. So what you could do is you could say, you know, every woman's dream, you know, you should have some content in there that covers the fear of them picking out the right style. Because some people are going to come because they want style. They want something unique that, you know, everybody doesn't have. Some people are going to come because they're looking at improving their style. So if you have content related to both of those types of topics, you're going to draw in more market. All right. On using your keywords, for those of you that have a blog or are using a content management system and you're updating your own content, think about using your keywords in your page titles. So, for example, I wouldn't use an article, a blog posting that says, from, you know, going from the ordinary to the extraordinary, because neither one of those keywords are going to help. No one's going to type in those keywords in the search engine. Now, if I want to use that phrase, I might say, keyword strategies, colon, going from ordinary to extraordinary. Now I've got the words keyword strategies in the blog posting, and that's going to help my ranking. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to use your keywords in your blog postings, in the actual title of the post. You want to use them in the actual body of the posting. If you're going to other people's websites and you're commenting on their websites about their, you know, commenting on their blog, or you're writing articles for magazines, or you're writing for trade publications, or you're doing anything to promote your business, you want to use keywords. Because if you write let's say you're a company that sells metal fasteners for furniture, you need to use as many keywords in that article as possible so that when that trade publication publishes it and they put a digital copy up on their website, that they come up and then it says, oh, for the best fasteners in the world, visit this company, and then boom, you're going to get traffic from that free article if you put the keywords in the article. Social media websites, same thing. Certainly anatomy of style, you could have do you have a YouTube page?
Yes.
So you have a channel right now where I could go to like youtube.com/anatomyofstyle?
You can, yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to go there right now because I don't want to take the time on the call, but what you need to put up there is you need to put videos up there on how to select the best styles, right? Do you have any how-to videos up there now?
No.
But you could easily do that. And, you know, you might think, oh, Ford, it's, you know, I've got so many things on my list, there's no way I could ever take the time to do that right now. Let me tell you, you can do an amazing thing with a simple camera from Best Buy or anywhere else. You know, go to eBay, buy a camera for $150, set it up on a tripod, and do the anatomy of style insights. And it could be just, you know, once a week, you sit down with your and it's homegrown, and they know it's homegrown, but you know what? They won't care. And you say, let me tell you about some new items today we got. We got this white pencil skirt in by Vertigo Paris. Now, this isn't for everybody, but if you're a size, you know, X, and then you just do a little blurb about it, and you throw it up on YouTube. Not only will you throw it up on YouTube, but you'll put, when you load the video on YouTube, you're going to put keywords in the description for the video on YouTube, so when someone's searching on YouTube for style tips or whatever it is that you have identified as your top keywords, they go to YouTube, they type it in, and they find you. Now, let me tell you why the social media sites are so important in this, and why I'm bringing it up in a keyword thing. And we're going to use Anatomy of Style, which, by the way, I've never met you guys, right?
No.
Okay, so I'm not giving you a personal endorsement. We've never talked before this call. I'm just using you guys as an example, okay? So for those of you listening, don't give them any hell and don't give me any hell. I don't know them. I'm just trying to help. Okay, so here's the concept. You do a few how-to videos. You put them up on YouTube. And you put keywords, you know, finding the right, well, let's come up with a keyword for you. It would probably be fashion tips. Let's just use that.
Okay.
So let's say you create a YouTube channel called Fashion Tips. And every time you post a video on YouTube, you're going to put the words Fashion Tips. So it's going to be Fashion Tips, colon, finding the right skirt. Fashion Tips, colon, how to pick the right dress for summer. fashion tip, colon, finding the right shoes for dinner or whatever. And again, I'm the last person on the planet to talk to you about style, okay? So you put those videos up on YouTube, and here's the reason it's important. When someone searches for fashion tips on Google, well, guess who owns YouTube? Google. Guess what Google's going to do? Google's going to show you search results, but if it finds videos on the keyword, it's going to also list those. And so in its concept here, let me explain why this is so important. Some of you are probably lost by now, but just take a deep breath. You'll get there. Two months ago, I decided I was going to dominate the social media sites with my keywords, and I spent 2 days working on it. And then I did a teleseminar on it, and then I spent some more time. And I spent about maybe an hour or two a week just working on the social media sites. Well, now when someone types in my keywords or my name, I dominate the first 6 or 7 pages of the search engines, because the first one's going to be my website, the second one's going to be websites I've commented on, the third one's going to be YouTube, the fourth one's going to be MySpace and Facebook. With all those sites all giving search engine rankings, it's impossible for someone to not find me. So in your case, and for everybody listening to the call, it doesn't matter what kind of business you have. You know, you might think, well, I'm a janitorial service. One of my clients we're working with, or we're attempting to work with now, is out of Las Vegas, which is a janitorial service. And, you know, we're going to probably help them with search engine rankings and some other things that they're going to do. Well, the first thing we're going to do is go set up all the social media sites, because even though it's a social media site, if we have keywords and content related to that topic, we'll dominate the search engine. So that's the main thing. It kind of sounds confusing, but for those of you, make a note later. You definitely want to do that. So let's summarize. I'm going to open up for Q&A, and then, because we've got probably another 4 minutes before the little beeps are going to come on the phone telling me I can't keep talking. Any questions so far?
If you start to do the social networking and YouTube and all of that, how long can you expect it to take before your ranking starts to be higher?
About a week.
Really?
Yeah. If you change your keywords on your site, first thing you want to do is you want to get your site fixed first, because you don't want to drive traffic to a site that isn't going to, you know, that isn't going to help. So you want to first make sure your site is designed properly. Now, obviously, Prime Concepts can, you know, help you with that type of service. We do that. But you want to design your site properly for usability, making sure that the visitor can actually use the site properly. Second, you want to design it for search engine optimization. Once you have those two things done, then you want to go to some advanced strategies, which might be pay-per-click, where you're paying for certain keyword terms to send you traffic, and doing some of the social media stuff to help drive traffic. But you want to drive traffic to a site that's functional and does what you want it to do first before you do it. Other questions that you guys have as we wrap up?
Yeah, I have a question about titles on pages.
Okay.
Is there a magic for length? The reason I asked that is somebody told me, oh, make your page titles shorter, because when people bookmark them, it's confusing. I was using the theory that the first few words would be key, and that would draw them to hear the rest. And from what I'm hearing, it sounds like, and I looked at some, the longer allows you more keyword time. Yes or no?
Well, the answer actually is no. I would say that you're better off using shorter page titles, not because it's easier in this, you know, when you bookmark it, although that is easier when you bookmark it, but you really want to use less words, because if it uses less words, Google's going to assume that's all it is. If you have too many words, it's going to dilute each word.
Got it.
So you don't want to overdo that. And if you can type, you can type in title length into Google, and there's a dozen sites that'll tell you, you know, 90 characters if you're on Google, 75 on Google, and 165 on, you know, if you're using Yahoo, because Yahoo allows for longer page titles.
Okay.
All right, good question, though.
In your opinion, what
I have
optimal.
A question.
Go ahead. We have two questions. Go ahead. Someone start.
Yeah, sure. I've heard this concept called deep linking, where it's better to link back to a particularly useful page deep within a well-trafficked site versus, well within your, say you're posting some sort of content online, maybe it's a blog at your Blogspot site, and you're linking back to your homepage from that. And I've heard that it's better to link back to a page deep within your website that's content-rich versus linking back just to the front page.
The answer to that question really isn't necessarily the concept of deep linking, which some people agree with and some people say doesn't work. What's really important is that you link to relevant content. So if I'm going to have something, we've got about one more minute before it's going to die off on us. But if I'm going to link back to relevant content, you want to link to relevant content, not just your homepage. So you don't want to send all your traffic to your homepage. You want to send your traffic to the most relevant page based on that keyword. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, next question. We got time for one quick more. Anybody, if it hangs up ahead of time, I will let you know that the complete audio recording of this call is going to be up on that same page as soon as they send me the MP3, and then I'm going to burn a CD and I'll send it to everybody. And I just want to make sure everybody knows on the call, I really appreciate you spending your time with me today to share this complicated topic, and hopefully I've taken some of the mystery out of it and made it simpler for each of you. I'm sure I gave a lot of you a lot of to-dos to do. But really, there's nothing more important than driving quality traffic to your website so that you can, you know, help more people and make more money. All right, last couple questions. Go ahead.
Ford, how can I get on your mailing list?
If you go to primeconcepts.com,
uh-huh.
can subscribe, and it's going to ask you to double opt in. You'll have to confirm it, and that's the best way to make sure you're notified of any future events that we have.
Great. This has been quite helpful. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Ditto.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I just want to tell everybody thank you. You can go to that page, and while you're thinking about it, at the very bottom of the page, there's an 800 number where you can dial in and you can leave your feedback. Great way to do this because you can say, hi, this is such and such from Anatomy of Style, and I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed the teleseminar and I learned some great tips. Give me your name and your website, and I'm going to put that testimonial up on my website. People come, hear the testimonial, and if it's an interesting testimonial, they may come visit your website. So, again, you can find that at primeconcepts.com/events/keywords. Go to the bottom of the page. You can bookmark the page, and then you can also leave an audio testimonial. So with that, I'm going to let you guys unmute yourself by hitting star. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the telecast. For more business-building resources and to subscribe to Ford's Money-Making Marketing Easing, visit www.primeconcepts.com. Once again, that's www.primeconcepts.com. Or call us direct at 316-942-1111.